Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sleazes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Well, hello there, everybody. This is Anthony Sleazes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're embarking on a series entitled Dealing Openly with Sexual Sin. Yes, it's a tough subject, dealing openly with sexual sin, but it's an important topic that must be tackled within the body of Christ, tackled openly, honestly, from the Word of God, and lovingly at the same time. Let's look first at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we're going to take a look at verses 9 through 20 as we begin. The Apostle Paul writes this, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful to me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of anything. Food is for the belly, and belly for the food. But God will destroy both of them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. And the Lord is for the body. God has raised up the Lord, and will also raise us up by his own power. Do you not know that your bodies are parts of Christ? Shall I then take the parts of Christ and make them as parts of a harlot? God forbid! What, do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, God says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Escape from sexual immorality. Flee it. Every sin that a man commits is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. What? Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God, and that you are not your own? You were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Praise the Lord. We're dealing with this subject today. And again, it's a difficult subject, but we have to deal with it honestly and openly from the Word of God, from God's perspective. And I want to list for you 10 reasons why sex sins are worse than others. And this can be verified through the Word of God and from personal experiences. I've dealt with lots of people who have experienced the tragedy and pain that comes from sexual or moral failure. You know, a lot of people say, well, isn't all sin the same? In a sense, yes, it is. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." However, there are degrees of sin that you can find in the Bible. Some sins are considered absolute abomination in the eyes of God. And what we're dealing with today is considered just that. So why are moral failures or sex sins considered more severe than others? Well, reason number one, sex sins or moral failure stays in the root of the individual's basic point of identity. the first thing said about us at birth is that, oh, it's a boy, or it's a girl. And that's the first way we are identified. To paraphrase Psalm 11, verse 3, with regard to this subject, the Bible says, if the foundation of a person's identity, when sexual pollution takes place, then where shall he turn for righteousness or wholeness? That which at first seems to be exciting, yes, titillating, stimulating, it suddenly turned into bewilderment, frustration, and shame. It's written in the human heart to recognize those moral violations. Let's look at reason number two, why sins, sex sins, or moral failures are worse than other types of sins. Sex sins exploit the deepest aspects of our emotionality as human beings. The essence of seduction is at the heart of manipulation. The seduced feels violated and scarred after it's all over. Sexual activity awakens our deepest passions, and it also exposes us to our deepest wound and the possibility of injury. And with the unmarried, there comes a sense of need to concede, to compromise, even as a believer. Sexual fidelity to your Lord and yourself. You find that what was held as a promised relationship evaporates as the morning sun arises. You had your fun overnight, and then the shame comes. Number three, why sex sins are worse than others. Sex sins pollute the fountainhead of our highest creativity. God, in making something of himself, transmitted to mankind the awesome power to create life and do it at will. Now, let me say this. Birth control is not unscriptural. Foundational to that understanding is that God has made us repositories of life-giving ability. The Bible says we are required to have children if we can. But we get to determine when we have them. Part of the mission of the redeemed is to transmit to another generation the life we have biologically and what we've been made to be in Jesus Christ. The fourth reason why sex sins and moral failure are worse than other type of sins is that sex sins produce guilt that cripples confidence and authority. People cannot get away from the crippling sense of condemnation. And sex sins produce a dimension of guilt in believers that is different than any other sin. The fifth reason why sex sins and moral failures are worse than other sins. Sex sins compromise the foundation of life's deepest human relationship. That relationship, dear ones, is marriage. It poisons the possibilities the most open communication. The quest for various means to stimulate what seems to be a withering sexual excitement in their relationship, that only comes about in areas where something has happened in the communicational aspect of sexual relationship. Usually, what gets in the way are attitudes that stem from some kind of violation, a breach of trust. And the Holy Spirit mandates that the availability of the husband to the wife and the wife to her husband, and he does that in order that there not be an exposing of the other to unreasonable temptation because of the neglect of their partner who doesn't care. Reason number six why sex sins are worse than others is that sex sin exposes to the risk of begetting an unsupported human being. Unsupported means a child who isn't supported in the womb and aborted. A child who isn't supported out of the womb, meaning abandoned by one or both parents. A child born who isn't supported emotionally by being unwanted, unworthy, or undesirable. That's tragic. Number seven, sex sin increases the possibility of multiplying the spread of disease. AIDS and many STDs, all STDs, have come about as a result of the sexual revolution and promiscuity. Studies show the key to be more likely than any other not to get venereal disease or anything related to it is one partner within the bounds of marriage for a lifetime. It's not my rule. It's what the Bible says. It's what God Almighty says. Number eight, why sex sins are worse than others. Sex sins give place to the appetites which can only beget further unnatural behavior. A young man who leads an international ministry that helps people get out of sexual addiction tells of how his own addiction started with watching pornographic videos and identifying with the men in them. The law of the flesh is covetousness that never gets enough. It's never satisfied. You are never, ever satiated. The law of that kind of spirit is given place to, and it dominates people in time, completely dominates people and torments people. Reason number nine. Sex sin breaches trust with the whole body of the church, which brings us to a point of accountability. The Bible says in Romans 14, verse 17, that no man lives to himself or dies to himself. And 1 Corinthians says that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. So I must walk in sexual purity because I cannot afford to compromise you who are listening to this podcast, or to the people who I preach to on a regular basis. How many people have had their own lives shaken to the core because of irresponsible spiritual leadership, irresponsible ministers? You haven't the right to compromise me either. See, if you're in Christ, you do not have the right to violate trust with other brothers and sisters in Christ. You have no right to make them stumble because of your own sin. And finally, number 10, sex sin assaults the pure lordship of Jesus Christ in your life. You see, the purity of Jesus is established in his holy word. He walked in absolute sinless perfection. He kept his mind pure and was wholesome and trustworthy. And in the final analysis, dear ones, sex sin, moral failure for the believer is worse than any other, because in sexual immorality, a believer prostitutes the body of Jesus. That is heavy. That is serious. Dear ones, I want us to come through the power of the blood of the cross. And let there be a sense of the love of God and the cleansing of Calvary. So let's rejoice in the truth of God's word today. Amen. And the disciplines it teaches us, and let's vow to talk and walk in obedience by his power filled with His Spirit on the basis of what He does through the power of His precious blood. Some of you may have stumbled. Let's be frank, many of us have stumbled. And you know what? I have stumbled in the past. I'm not proud of that. But I have to be honest with you. I have to be completely honest with you. I have stumbled in the past. But I learned a simple truth from the Bible. And that is when you've blown it, when you've sinned, and when you've sinned grievously, don't run from Jesus, but run to Him. Fall at His feet. Kneel down. Lay down face first in the carpet before the cross and repent of that sin. There is no sin that Jesus' blood cannot cleanse. Oh, dear one, please. Run back to Jesus. Do it now. Some of you may have never made Him your personal Savior and Lord. Right now's the time. Today, the Bible says, is the day of salvation. Right now is the appointed time. And some of you have backslidden. Some of you have made sinned so grievously in your own heart and mind that you feel, oh, I don't know that God would ever take me back. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now as your personal Savior and Lord? And others of you, will you come running back to Him, back home to Jesus right now? Here's how you can receive Christ. First of all, admit your need by saying, yes, God, oh, I am a sinner. I am. Secondly, be willing to turn from your sins. And that means repent. That's where the word repent comes from. It means turn from your sins, change your mind, turn away from sin, and turn toward Jesus, and ask for God's forgiveness. Thirdly, believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, that He bore your punishment, that He bore your sins. And in turn, He gives you His righteousness. And believe that Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. And finally, through prayer, heartfelt, sincere prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come in and to control your life through the Holy Spirit. Receive Him as Savior and Lord. Now, I want you to pray with me and open your heart right now, dear one, and open your lips. Pray this out loud with everything that's in you. Dear God in heaven, that's right, pray with me. Dear God in heaven, I know that I am a sinner, and I want to turn from my sins. And Father, I ask your forgiveness, please. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe He died for my sins, and that you, Father, raised Him back to life on the third day. I want Jesus to come into my heart and life. I want Him to take control of my life. I want to trust Jesus as my Savior, Lord, and friend, and I want to follow Jesus from this moment on, and I want to serve You, Lord Jesus, all the days of my life. And it's in Jesus' holy name that I pray. Amen. And amen. Thank You, Lord. Praise God in heaven. Thank you for listening in today, dear ones. If you've prayed that prayer with me, and if you've received Jesus for the first time, or if you've come back to Him after being, you know, after running away from Him, or after some heavy sin, or from backsliding, just contact me, and I want to send you some resources, free of charge, postage paid, to get you started in your walk with Christ. I also have a brand new book that's out, and it's at Amazon.com. My brand new book is called Healing Handbook. The subtitle is Getting Healed Jesus' Way. You can also find Healing Handbook not only at Amazon, but at my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Buy several copies, pass them out. They will bless you and everyone that you give them to as gifts. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you, and may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home, and may he grant you great favor everywhere you step foot all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.